This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's hour number three of Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. On a day where it's a little bit bittersweet for us, some news comes out about the future of our show. We're not going anywhere if we're in the New York area. But our days with the network are
See, when we say network, I don't know if people know what network means.
That means national format. Yes. National format.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so
other markets outside of.
Right, right. All markets outside of New York, I should say. Now, you can still catch us because there's ways to listen to us on streaming, and we'll make sure we get everybody that information. And I'm greatly appreciating all the responses we're getting today from not just New York, who's excited about the idea of us returning to more of a local New York-focused format that we're both, obviously, that's our wheelhouse. It's where we began. It's where we were very successful with our ratings the first year we were together. And you know, that's one side of it. And the other side is all the people that we've gotten to reach and know all around the country. And
Fort Myers.
Awesome to see. Because, and remember too, Bart, this is the time of year where we love talking to the delivery, the people in the delivery world, because this is that time.
All stars. That's when they become all stars.
Whether it's the truck drivers or, of course, the UPS, Amazon, FedEx,
DHL,
all of it.
Pony Express.
Right. Does Airborne exist anymore?
Storks. All of them.
Carrier Pigeons.
Yep.
They listen to the show as well. And, we just love shouting you out, and we're going to continue to do that during the holiday season because this is your busy time. And don't forget the postal workers, of course. Yeah. The mailmen and women who walk the beat every day. That and the beef you all have with each other. You don't think we're not going to have a day where you all call in and trash talk each other. That's an important day on this show as well. But I'm looking through, again, our social medias, at Barton Hahn on Twitter, on Instagram. And Bart, as I'm looking at Instagram, sponsored ad pops up.
Mm.
You know, Hymns.
Hymns.
You know that brand?
Oh, well,
no.
Him.
It's a brand.
Yeah, him, yeah. And do they sponsor our show?
It's got this. No, they should. So it's got this, somebody holding a little tiny pill.
Yeah.
And it says, treat early.
Is it aspirin?
No.
Oh, okay.
It said, treat early climax, last five times longer in bed.
Five times.
And I'm like, who the hell has time for that? Five times. Man, I'm over 50. I might pass out.
If it takes you five times to get her where she need to be.
Five times longer?
It ain't.
I got kids trying to get in the room, man.
It ain't for you, yeah.
Not only we got to try to be quiet.
You got to put the sock on the door.
Something. No. That's a dorm room. This is different. I got to lock a deadbolt at these kids. Still, they come through like the vent, right, in the air conditioning. They come down like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. Like, how'd you get in here?
Like, man, Santa can't even fit through there. How the hell you get through there?
That's right. Five times. Why can't you said this before? I'm gonna steal your joke.
Yes.
Why can't she have a pill that it like speeds it up? Well, let's go.
Speed her up.
We got places
times.
To be. We all know we're in a hurry. Married people, you know we have places to be.
You heard Bernie Mac. Ooh. Shut up. Finish. I remember the famous scene from Harlem Nights. She's like, "How about we make love all night, then wake up and make love all morning?"
It was time.
And then Richard Pryor did, without breaking character, "How about we make love hard for like 20 minutes and then fall into a coma-like sleep?" Yeah.
Yeah. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So Bart Scott, every Thursday, is on Get Up, and we like to go through some of the things, the pearls of wisdom that he likes to offer on the show, go through some of them and give him an opportunity to expand upon them or maybe walk them back if, maybe he's so inclined. So let's go with this take about Josh Allen, Patrick, as an MVP candidate, and maybe is there somebody that's in the way?
Listen, he's not Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is playing so well. If it wasn't a Patrick Mahomes show, he would still be there. He's right there second behind Patrick Mahomes in passing. Yes, the turnovers are concerning, but you talk about MVP, most valuable player. I think he accounts for he's their best running back, and he's responsible for the air game. So it's a lot more on his shoulders than what's on the shoulders of Patrick Mahomes and a lot of other quarterbacks within the league. They ask him to do so much, put his body at risk. He's playing injured. We know that probably he should have took some time off with with that elbow injury, but he's gutting through. He's fighting through. You saw right there in the Lions game, he did what he had to do to win the game. That's everything an MVP is supposed to be. It's just that Mahomes is playing so well.
So you're feeling like Josh Allen has played well enough this year to be an MVP candidate, but Patrick Mahomes is probably going to get it just based on the fact that they have been so successful, and he's doing it without his, one of his weapons left in Tyreek Hill.
And it's about momentum, right? You look at Josh Allen. He has 23 touchdowns, and he probably, by the end of the year, probably throw about 37, maybe 40. Let's say in six games he can throw 40 touchdowns. I mean, if you take away the 11 interceptions, and remember last year, Patrick Mahomes struggled with interceptions early in the season because he was trying to adjust the way teams were playing him, playing him in that zone. He had a bad start to the season last year. So I think sometimes when we look at it, and they only lost three games. Now, everything, like, this is supposed to be some big disappointing season.
Well, because most recently they have not played well.
Right.
That's why.
But they've won. Nobody said nothing about, you know, Patrick Mahomes lost to the Colts. And we know what the Colts are now.
Yeah.
They got the brakes beat off of them. And they're not undefeated. Who did they lose to? Oh, that's right. The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So, like, he's still right there, in my opinion. You know, now Joe Burrow could be a sneaky pick because he's trending in the right direction.
And it might be a little late.
No, because, listen, there's still six games left.
Right.
And guess who he plays this week? Patrick Mahomes. So, if he shows that he's Patrick Mahomes' daddy, and then now his team is beating, by the way. He's beaten twice in a row.
That's right.
And he just beat him to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And last year when Kansas City went to Cincinnati, they beat the brakes off of him. It wasn't even close. So if Joe Burrow shows that he can beat the guy that you think is the MVP, then his team is only one game back after he started slow without his best weapon in Ja'Marr Chase. Then you got to start looking at Macaulay Culkin Jr. out there.
All right. Another take, more of Bart's bits from Get Up this morning. A conversation that you and Tim Hasselbeck had just earlier on this show as well regarding Aaron Rodgers and what the Packers might have to do.
I think the time is now. I think, you know, even if Aaron Rodgers comes back, I don't think they're a legitimate threat to win a Super Bowl unless they make some major investment, something that, you know, Green Bay hasn't traditionally done. They don't spend top of the dollar to bring in outside guys. They kind of develop from inside. So unless they change their plan of doing business, then I think the best thing you can do is trade Aaron Rodgers. And Tim, I see you over there with that little hawk eye on me. Listen, I think because you look at what Seattle got for Russell Wilson. What could you get for Aaron Rodgers? You can get two players, two first-round draft picks, and build a foundation to move this organization into the future.
So you and Tim then talked on this show more about this topic, and you both kind of came to maybe a bit of an understanding that playing Jordan Love would be important because it may be not trading Aaron Rodgers, but you guys both kind of came to the conclusion that, okay, fine, commit to Aaron Rodgers, but maybe play Jordan Love so you could trade him instead.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's if you're all in with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers looks you in the eye and say, listen, I'm going to be here for the next 2 years. I'm not going to yo-yo around and say, hey, I'm not going to be here. I got to go think about it, go into my TP and violently defecate and violently throw up.
Yeah.
I mean, then we can move forward. Okay, the same thing that the Patriots had to do. All they said, well, wow, we thought, you know, maybe time was done. It would be some slippage. And we drafted Jimmy G, and we thought he was going to be the replacement. He played in spots when Tom was suspended. He played well. Jacoby Brissett played well. And then they say, you know what? Tom's still good. He's going to be good. So let's see what we can get for Jimmy G.
Mm-hmm.
They sent him off to San Francisco to get a fourth-round draft pick. So get something. Don't let this kid come in and you gave up draft capital and you get nothing in return. The dude walks away and it's not doing a disservice to the young man as well. You got to get him a chance to get his career started.
Put some stuff on tape.
Like, I'm 26 years old. I never played or started anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a damn, like, backup quarterback. I was a first-round draft pick. So I need to start.
It's so rare, right, that a first-round draft pick quarterback doesn't get an opportunity.
Well, Aaron sat behind Brett Favre for 3 years.
That's right.
Until
that was a different era, though.
Yeah.
It's a different time. It just feels like in the last decade or so, if you pick someone in the first round, a quarterback, you almost have to play him.
Yeah, he's sitting 3 years.
Yeah, there's no way you're doing that. All right, let's continue. More Bart's Bits from Get Up this morning. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that division that is up for grabs, even though everybody's got a losing record, what has this season been in Tampa?
This division is a mess. And you look at the last game against the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons should have won the first game. I just think this isn't their year. And it's crazy because they have everything the same but the head coach. And I hate to throw everything on Todd Bowles, but you look at he has Godwin back. They went out and got Russell Gage. Forsett's still there. They said, talk about run it all back, but they forget that, you know, sometimes when people are full, they're not hungry, right? And it's the same cast of characters except for Gronk. They shouldn't be this bad.
They're bad, but they're going to win the division and get in the playoffs. Maybe. Are they dangerous if they win the division despite a losing record and get in the playoffs? Because as you said, you know, regular season might not inspire a veteran team that's won a Super Bowl, but once you get to the time of year where it's win or go home, do they wake back up and suddenly, you know, it turns back on again, or you can't do that in football?
Well, you have to understand that sometimes you can't just turn a light switch on. You have to start building, at least playing. It's one thing to lose and be playing the right way. You know, no Tristan Wirth, you know, going forward, you know, in the near future.
Yeah.
They already are really susceptible up the middle. The interior of their offensive line is weak, which affects their run game as well. And you saw what Myles Garrett did to the left tackle last week. So if you got no great right tackle, your left tackle can be had. You know, it could be trouble. And they're playing the Saints. And if the Saints win, they're only a half game back from being in first place.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Being that bad.
That scenario is just so
insane. Everybody's still alive. Even Carolina's still alive within
that division. It's so insane. If that happens, that's one of the wildest games to watch just because if that happens, that whole division is up for grabs and everybody stinks. All right, last but not least, among Bart's bits from Get Up this morning is about his beloved Ravens and Lamar Jackson and whether or not he'll have the weapons he needs.
I got in trouble from the brass of the Ravens. I got a call from the big man. You know, when I said that Hollywood Brown wasn't the number one, that he wouldn't be in somebody's top 15 receiver in this league. And we see every great quarterback in this league has a guy. I mean, we talk about Burrow. He has two guys, three guys, right?
Yeah.
You talk about, listen, I know you can say Patrick Mahomes. He has a great tight end, but he has another good cast of characters. Lamar Jackson is throwing to DeMarcus Robinson, who wasn't even, you know, on anybody's roster starting, and Devin Duvernay. I mean, what do you expect?
That's been the conversation about Baltimore since Lamar's been there.
Right.
They just don't have, at least it doesn't seem like they have enough weapons around him, and he has to do everything. Or is it he does everything, so the weapons don't really get a chance to shine? Which one is it?
No, I think it's the other way around. I mean, they thought that Rashad Bateman was going to be the guy. The problem is they keep drafting the guys. They don't handle the business that they're supposed to and go out and get a guy. And they tried, but nobody, you know, you looked at the free agents, they was like, man, I'm not going to play there within that system.
Right.
Hollywood Brown asked to leave, but Hollywood Brown asked to leave, and he had the best season of his career.
Mm-hmm.
He had 1,100 yards last year. Oh, so it's not that Lamar can't get the ball to multiple guys to have multiple 1,000-yard receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you wide-ass open when you got to put eight people in the box and Lamar Jackson's your quarterback.
You just got to be one guy.
You're scared
right?
to death. Yeah, you just got to be one guy. So they have to go out there, and I want them to see them go out there and get a legitimate, proven guy. Right, T. Higgins is going to be a free agent. That's not even like getting an A1 guy. Getting T. Higgins ain't like going to get A.J. Brown.
Well,
getting
I was just going to ask A.J. Brown. Like the Eagles got A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
What a difference it made for Jalen Hurts. If the
Stephon
Ravens
Diggs.
Got A.J. Brown, would there be?
No. Man, with A.J. Brown's ability to block as well as be a great receiving wide receiver,
he'll
be barbecue chicken. Lamar Jackson will be back there laughing because he'll be throwing the guys that's wide-ass open. He still find ways to get DeSean Jackson, and that dude is my age.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
DeSean Jackson wide-ass open.
Still has
because
the afterburners,
Lamar Jackson.
Man.
Could you imagine if they went and got a Cooper Kupp or got him in Stephon Diggs? Name me your favorite quarterback, and I guarantee you he got a guy.
Yeah, everybody does.
Except
right
for Lamar.
Now, Lamar doesn't, and we'll see if that changes. All right, so that's all of Bart's bits from Get Up this morning. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We want to get back to the conversation with you today. The calls, of course. And coming also in a few seconds here, LeBron James scolds the media about a question that he wasn't asked.
Oh.
Yeah, we will discuss. But first, Bart, tell us about Grainger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger's always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe
and your people's
even safer.
Yeah.
Call clickgrainger.com or just stop on by. They'll be there, I promise.
What you say?
Yeah, a superstar.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'd love to get into the conversation or back into the conversation with you. It's been a busy day today on the show. And we've done a lot of NFL, and this is an NBA story that is an interesting one, Bart, because, you know, remember, we spent a lot of time on the Kyrie story, right, and everything that was going on with him and the Nets and everything else. And, you know, you had some NBA players that were reluctant to talk about it. LeBron, though, was one who did and was asked about it. And after last night's game, where the Lakers actually won a game, they beat the Portland Trailblazers.
What?
LeBron had a very interesting turn to the reporters about not questions that were being asked of him, but questions that were not.
I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones photo. But when the Kyrie thing was going on, you guys were quick to ask us questions about that.
Okay.
Hold on. And I don't even want you guys to say nothing. When I watched Kyrie talk and he says, I know who I am, but I want to keep the same energy when we're talking about my people and the things that we've been through. And that Jerry Jones photo is one of those moments that our people, black people, have been through in America. And I feel like as a black man, as a black athlete, as someone with power and a platform, when we do something wrong or something that people don't agree with, it's on every single tabloid, every single news coverage, it's on the bottom ticker, it's asked about every single day. But it seems like to me that the whole Jerry Jones situation photo, and I know it was years and years ago and we all make mistakes, I get it, but it seemed like it's just been buried under like, oh, it happened, okay, we just move on. And I was just kind of disappointed that I haven't received that question from you guys.
A couple of things for context. First and foremost, this is a photo that I think the Washington Post had dug up or maybe was fed to them.
Oh, yeah, fed to them by maybe somebody with opposition research.
Maybe somebody that did threaten to
have
some revenge.
I got dirt on everybody.
Yes.
Penny cases on all of you.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the fact that there is a photo that had surfaced of Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, who at the age of 14 was amid a crowd of white students, not necessarily at the front, just and he looked like he was kind of looking on, but still very much there and noticeable. A bunch of white students who were attempting to block six black students from entering a school, North Little Rock High School, back in 1957. And LeBron felt like this is something that nobody made a big deal about. And I'm asking you, because here's the reason why I feel like, as a former beat writer, there was, like, LeBron's not wrong here.
Right.
And here's why he's not wrong. LeBron James, for years, was a noted
Dallas Cowboy fan. Almost played tight end during the lockout.
Exactly. Like, that was his team. It's no longer, but it was. And so if you're doing your job, like, just paying attention, you're somebody that covers LeBron James. You got to know when this photo comes out, I got to ask him about this. Because LeBron is never hesitant to make comments on social issues. Yep. He's never been one to back off. So to not ask him this question,
it could be seen as deliberate.
You're not doing your job, or you don't want to, one or the other. And I don't want to believe that a reporter said, I don't want to ask him, because, no, you just weren't thinking of it. That's not a good job.
But they automatically thought about it because Kyrie, because him and Kyrie was teammates.
That's exactly it. So then let's go there, because LeBron feels like, well, you only asked me about Kyrie. No, your relationship with Kyrie is why we asked you about Kyrie.
Yeah, but I feel like the relationship with him having an infatuation for him and wanting to be a Dallas Cowboy is just as strong.
Oh, I agree. I agree. So while the reason why he was asked about Kyrie and the reason why he wasn't asked about Jerry Jones are not really in the same place, I understand why LeBron would be frustrated by this.
Yeah, because he wants you to keep the same energy. He wants the same energy for black trauma as it is for every other group. So if you have outrage and trauma about, you know, the Jewish community, to have that same outrage about something that traumatizes and potentially traumatizes African Americans.
And this,
it wasn't just the Middle Passage. It wasn't just slavery. It was the civil rights movement. It was the Jim Crow laws.
Yeah.
We've been under
distress. This was pushback.
Yeah.
at a time in our country, which, by the way, is within 100 years.
Yeah.
Like, we're not recent. Talking about this is back in the 1700s or 1600s.
Yeah, we're not talking about slavery. We're talking about the Middle Passage.
No. This was within 100 years ago. Actually, a lot more. Like, 70-something years ago, 80-something years ago.
66 years ago.
I can't even do the math. Sorry.
Yeah, 66 years.
But the point I'm trying to make is there is still something about this that when you see it, and I'm talking about it from a white perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you see it, it's more of that, damn.
Yeah.
Like, we were like this?
Yeah, Selma wasn't that long ago either.
And to you know, and I know Jerry kind of, like, tried to just dismiss it as, you know, oh, yeah. You know, I was just a kid. And
I supported that, too. I said, listen, I can't, his explanation, okay, I can get that.
But I'm
you
not.
You still have to dig deeper.
Yeah, and to just say, I'm not proud of this. Like, there's not, I'm embarrassed of this, of this moment to be in, and it's a reminder of where we were and also how far we've come. But you just know that that's going to, and then the whole thing about he's never hired a black coach. Like, you know, you see how that goes,
and
right?
Colin Kaepernick.
And then the Kaepernick stuff with about,
to kneel
and that's why LeBron kind of distanced himself from Dallas after that because of the whole thing that Jerry said about any of my players kneeling and not going to play for the Cowboys.
Exactly.
So people that are mad at LeBron for doing this, I don't think you're paying attention. And I really do call out the reporters. Now, again, L.A. has great reporters. These guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I do feel kind of – it's strange to me.
It's weird.
That no one – it
not
didn't
one.
Dawn on you like, oh, I got to talk to LeBron about this.
Yeah, not
like,
one.
You got to get his comment. That's a story.
Yeah.
And no one thought to do it to a point where a week later, LeBron's like, dang, nobody wants to ask me about this?
Maybe they think it's a nothing burger. Maybe they think that, you know.
Hell no.
See, no, but
Bart,
no,
that's a story.
No, but what I'm saying is the outrage for what Dave Chappelle said, what Kanye West said.
Yep.
You know, and Dave Chappelle did it in a comedic way, and it was still outrage. It's no outrage about that story because, like, African-Americans feel minimized and that if something happens to African-Americans, it's not that big of a deal.
And it's also a reminder to white people about things that have gone on and that it just always comes back. This history is just not going to go away. And this whole notion of, well, we're just supposed to look forward and don't look back, that's easy for us to say.
Yeah, because we still feel it.
Yeah.
Right? We still do.
And it's in your face with pictures like this that surface.
And it's an unpleasant reminder of how we were viewed and how we, you know, still may be viewed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole tenor of the last administration and how, you know, those feelings came back and how we had to make the whole term Karen because, you know, just last week in Caldwell, we had a former sitting congressman call the police on a little girl who was spraying bugs.
Couldn't believe that.
With vinegar and lemon juice.
Didn't have the courage just to walk outside himself and see what's going on.
And he described her as a black woman.
Yeah, a woman.
Which means that's saying an adult on an adult. And it was a 9-year-old girl. How you can mistake a 9-year-old girl for any type of woman. I have a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He's barely 5 feet.
Yeah, right. But he thought
and
she was just
tall.
He thought she was just short. Now, can we point
he
out?
He said
though,
he thought she was short.
Can we point out though that I feel like from watching that video, I do want to just say, and then we'll move on, that the officer who responded handled that perfectly.
Of course, the officer handled it
brilliantly,
right, but
and made sure that little girl knew you did nothing wrong.
But think that the person that called was a former sitting congressman.
Yes,
he's a person that puts legislation
and
does laws.
Yeah, used to.
So he can do damage.
Yeah,
you know,
used to
systematically.
Right.
And so when people talk in African Americans talk about systematic oppression,
mm-hmm.
that's what they're talking about.
Yes, and that person who
his name
became public.
Yep.
Was called out for it, and now is being held publicly
accountable. But he still lives in his neighborhood with this little girl as well.
Yeah, of course. But that look, I don't know if we'll ever get to a point where we fix all those problems.
Yeah.
But the LeBron story, as far as anybody criticizing LeBron about this, you're missing the point, and you're wrong. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get some calls coming up next with you. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It's a team, man. It's a team. One guy can't do it. It takes all of it.
ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
Sad.
Say what, so what's that scenario?
This is really sad, by the way. Like, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We got, I think we got backdoor covered on one. Like, so another 1-2 week for us. It's like every week for us is 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Gotta get over the hump, son.
But the good news is we are not in last place still, but we're far from first place.
Far,
yeah.
So they created separation. They won.
Freddie Fitzsimmons is 20-14-2,
and we are.
Greeny somehow is 19-15-2, and I gotta. I mean, we really need to. I think we need to have a congressional investigation into this.
A forensic audit.
We might have to have a forensic audit. But yeah, we are behind Kenny and Carlin as well. So anyways.
So we just go 3-0.
We keep saying that and it doesn't happen.
No, we just got to go 0-3.
So the games that we have to pick for this week. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, first game up.
Titans at Eagles.
Ooh.
Now the Eagles are laying 5 at home here against Tennessee. That's going to be a rough and tumble, line of scrimmage kind of game.
The Eagles can't stop the run.
I see you took the words right out of my mouth.
I think I'll take Tennessee in the points.
You want to take Tennessee in the 5?
Yeah, they're going to play hard.
And you think it's going to be a close one? Like
5 points,
like
ain't
field
really...
goal at the buzzer?
Yeah,
kind
man,
of
it's
final
gonna be,
possession?
It's going to be like a 10. Remember, the Commanders beat the Eagles that way.
Well, the Eagles have shown that to be their issue.
Yeah, their Achilles heel. And, I know you got a Ndamukong Suh, but King Henry's bigger than a Ndamukong Suh.
So it's hard to believe.
That, yeah.
By the way, Ndamukong Suh's arms...
It's
not
like
even
thighs.
Funny.
Yeah.
Literally, like.
It's no cuts, but it's just a big old
like,
ham
like
hog.
He could take my pant legs and wear them as shirt sleeves. Skinny jeans on him.
Funny. That's how Damon Woody arms were. I always used to laugh, man. Like, he got this little SpongeBob backside and these little skinny legs, but his arms are big as hell.
That's all that matters. All right. The next game. All right. So we're going to take the Titans and we're gonna take the points as well. Let's do that. Lock it in.
Yep.
Awesome. Locked in.
Lock it.
Locked. Next one up.
Dolphins at 49ers.
Ooh, Bart Scott's first bum bowl.
Yeah, I think.
You think the Dolphins start showing their true colors in San Francisco?
What's the spread?
The Niners at home laying 4. I mean, that's pretty fair.
I think I'll take
that. Seems like a pretty close, like they think it's going to be a close game.
Do you want to take the Dolphins in the points?
No, I want to believe in the 49ers as, like, it's time to open up a can. It's December.
Yeah, but
it's
time to open up a can. They did struggle to score last week. They only scored 13 points. But what I'm saying is it should be a close game. So if you take Miami and the points, it should be able to.
You're overthinking it.
Should keep us covered on both sides, right? Because even if the Niners win and they only win by 3. Because the thing is, Miami can score. You know what I'm saying? Because Miami can score. Even if it's like a game, they'll probably score that last touchdown.
You're doing this, so it guarantees the Niners are going to win in a blowout. Okay, let's do it. Dolphins and take the 4 points as well. Lock it in?
Yeah, because even if the Niners win, it'd be a field goal game. You know, they're going to keep fighting all the way to the end. And they got a team that, you know, you play that bend, don't break defense. And you up by 2 scores.
Oh, the Dolphins can get your points.
Yeah, they
late.
Score that meaningless. Yeah,
I like it.
Throw a bomb to Tyreek.
All right, last but not least, the Tosh Bowl.
Chiefs at Bengals.
Chiefs at Cincinnati. You talk about disrespect. Chiefs are favored, laying 2 on the road in Cincinnati. You got Joe Burrow, right? Macaulay Culkin and company. Ja'Marr Chase back, I believe, right?
Maybe.
All right, that's still up in the air.
He'll be back. He's back.
He's back. It's official now. He's back. Okay. And they've got a history of beating this team.
So we can take the Chiefs in the points.
No, you take the Bengals in the points.
Yeah.
It's the Chiefs laying 2. Yeah, so the Bengals
You take Bengals plus two.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, because even if they, you know, if hold up, if the Bengals lose, do we still win?
If the Bengals lose, what do you
by two?
My head is spinning now.
If you lose by one, right, you'd still win.
It's
the
a
bet.
Lose yeah, by right. one, right? Because it's two. You're no, taking
yeah,
two
nobody
points.
Ever loses by one.
So to push, they'd have to lose by two, or lose by one, you win still. But then if they win outright, you win.
So just take
that's
the
why
Bengals.
It's the two. It's like really like yeah. almost a pick 'em.
So just take almost. The Bengals.
I kind of feel that.
Yeah, take the Bengals in the two.
Just to make Stosh uncomfortable, let's root for the Bengals.
Chiefs have had this game on their calendar.
Oh.
Circled.
Well, they had a circle. They had a circle last year because they were pissed off when the Bengals beat them in Cincinnati, and they circled it for the playoffs. They still couldn't get it done.
Yeah, that circle was
a circle.
Square.
That circle became an
extra circle this time.
Sausage.
They're going to win.
They circled it in red.
Red and highlighted.
Andy Reid used that marker that he has on that State Farm commercial that he make a mustache with, and he circled it twice.
Yes. That's great. All right, those are our picks. Let's lock it in. Bengals will take the points. Thank you. That's locked in. So we'll go Titans, take the five.
Yep.
So we're taking points here. We're going with all the underdogs. This is great. Titans will take the five. Dolphins will take the four. And Bengals will take the two. That's our picks this week in the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. Coming up, we promise we have your calls. And also, what Bart can't wait to see this weekend. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
There's so much going on in sports this weekend.
Here comes Showtime with the hammer for the win.
And Bart's got.
Can't wait
on Bart and Han.
All right, can't wait. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Bart Scott, what is it you can't wait to see this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I can't wait for tonight.
Tonight!
Tonight when the Patriots take down the Buffalo Bills to open the door for the New York Mike White to win the division. Because I think at the end of this week, if the Patriots win and Miami goes out there and get the brakes beat off of them, by the San Francisco 49ers,
right,
and the Jets win. The Jets will still
against
be a
Minnesota.
Game. The Jets will still be a game up on New England.
Yes.
And that will put them in front of the Buffalo Bills because they won the head-to-head, and it'll put them ahead of the Miami Dolphins because they won the head-to-head. Jets on two. One, two, three. Jets!
Were you in the era of everybody put their hands in and it's and the home of the Jets? Was that you?
Yeah, Tony Richardson used to do it. I never really put my hand in for that.
Yeah, you're that guy that like you just like that, pretended
not,
to say
that,
it.
That's not cool enough for
you
me.
You thought that was cornball?
Yeah, that's not cool enough for me.
No doubt he brought that over from Kansas City.
Who?
Tony Richardson.
Yeah. Well,
because at Arrowhead, it's home of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I get it. I thought it was kind of cool, though.
It was kind of corny. It's kind of weak.
Oh, come on.
Because you hear Andy Reid.
Well, the Jets are probably
of the Jets.
Like,
that would get me fired up.
When he's in Baltimore.
Why are you ruining that for me? That had me. I was like, man, I love that.
I did used to say, what time is it? Game time. And the dogs are, arr, arr, arr. So you had different dogs right there. You had guys.
You said Ray would do that. Arr, arr. Yeah.
You got to go. You got to go.
Could you bark like a dog?
Arf, arf.
A big dog.
I see you're enjoying your bite like that. But no, that's what it used
whenever
to be. Like, no, on the low, that used to be one of the harder things in thing, though.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
That used to be hard. Mm-hmm. That was before he came out there and took out like a patch of sod. And like, like, bro, who's going out and buying sod for this dude to take a pinch of sod and wipe it on his chest and kiss it? Somewhere we could have had a field resodded for a whole season because you done brought out eight big squares.
That's it.
For Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Damn shame.
Isn't it, though? All right. Arf, arf. So tonight's game begins a fun weekend of football. There's no doubt about that. Let's get some callers in here, Bart, before we call it a day. Let's get some news from Bart and Han Nation. Let's see. Let's go to Tim in Indiana, who's going to hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call line. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to say, sad to hear you guys are going. I'm a service engineer. I travel 50 to 60,000 miles a year, and I listen to you guys whenever I can. It's a shame you guys are going away on the ESPN radio. But I wanted to get a shout out to traveling service engineers.
Yeah.
We keep every industry moving. I've worked on everything from COVID masks to, and these are all machines or circuit boards, but car parts,
yeah, man.
Bypass monitors,
mm-hmm.
you know, we keep everything moving.
No, we appreciate
essential.
You because we always
essential,
talk about
Tim.
The delivery service people.
Yeah.
But we never talk about the people, the service engineers. That's a new genre for me. So thank you so much for all that you do. And listen, mm-hmm. we appreciate you and thank you for listening. You can continue to listen.
Oh, yeah.
Just pull up the app and we'll follow you wherever you want to go. You can listen through us through your telephone.
Yeah, it's the best thing about
Mr.
the streaming
telephone
part.
Man.
So, Tim.
There's something wrong with my line.
Thank you so much for the call and everything that you do. And I guess I'll tell everybody this, too, is we will make sure to put out the streaming link. And there's an app for it as well that you can be able to hear us.
And our show is our show. We're going to continue to talk about everything. Everything, everything.
If you think things are going to change, yeah. you got it wrong. More news from Martin Hunt Nation. We got Harvey in Ohio hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Harvey?
Yes, sir. What's going on, guys?
What's
love
happening?
You guys, man.
To
see you guys going from ESPN. I just want to give a shout out to all the UPS drivers around the country.
Oh, starting already.
Here we go.
Columbus, Ohio.
Here we go. Talk some trash.
You don't want to say congratulations to all the FedEx drivers too? You don't want to say just your
no,
guys?
I don't know. Definitely not FedEx. Definitely not FedEx. You know?
That's right.
What can Brown do for you, baby, all day? 413, local 413, baby.
Let's go.
But Barcia Dawkins. I want to know what my Browns can do for you. What are you thinking they're about to do these last six games of the season?
Oh, yes. As I bring down the house in my last
stuff just
show.
Fell off the wall, man.
Oh, yes. Deshaun Watson, when right, is the top three quarterback in this league. He's going to have a little rust. But, oh, what will Brown do for you?
Mm.
The future is bright. All they have to do is keep Deshaun Watson upright. Oh, yes!
Well, that's probably not something crazy. You know.
Just not this year.
Thank you, Harvey.
Not upright. That,
yeah, I mean, you know, that's probably the poor choice of words in that situation.
Keep them up.
You know what I mean? Like, no, yeah. no,
keep
not
them,
even.
Keep them down.
Keep them relaxed. Okay. And no, that's...
Yeah.
This is not going to be easy.
Yeah, it's been real.
Like, what
yeah.
Just play football, Deshaun. How about that? Yeah. Like, just keep it there.
Just win, baby.
Yeah, let's just win. And we'll keep winning
with
you.
What did you destroy?
I don't know. Some stuff fell off the walls. Barton Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. And yes, maybe the studio is just crumbling around us. But don't worry. We're still with you for another couple of days.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.